Good evening and welcome to In the Trenches with the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Rich Wright. I'm John Coffey, and you're listening to KXCV Maryville and KRNW Chillicothe, as currently joined by Rich Wright. We'll be joined a little bit later on by the linebacking corps for the Bearcats and Andrew Dumas, along with Isaac Volstad and Bryce Crone. And Rich, we've got a good group here on hand for the show here tonight.
Absolutely. It's your responsibility to keep them under control. The one you're going to have to worry about is Bryce on the far end, but otherwise, the other guys are pretty good. So.
All right. And they're having a pretty good season so far, too.
Yeah, they've been great. You know, I knew going into the season where, you know, where we were young and where we weren't, and, you know, for the most part, the linebacking core was going to be a strength, and that's played to fruition. So they've done a great job, been phenomenal leaders, you know, really kind of been the heart and soul of our defense this fall.
Might talk first a little bit about the team coming into this matchup with Missouri. Yeah, Western, we'll talk more about Western later in the show too, but at this point last week we talked about wanting to have a momentum from the second half of the Central Missouri game carry over into the Central Oklahoma matchup, and I think you were really able to do that this past Saturday.
Yeah, I feel like we played our best game to the season to this point in the season. You know, the guys, we're starting to finally get some guys healthy where we need to. You know, we were out without Isaac last week, but Carter Olson came in and filled in admirably and did a really nice job. But in all three phases, we came out hot on offense, and defense played pretty well off of that. We gave up a couple scores in the first half, shut them out in the second half. Special teams was real solid, so I was happy with the effort.
And Jay Harris, what a performance he had, an MIAA Offensive Player of the Week for this week. It's been fun to watch him develop through the season.
Yeah, he's a phenomenal football player, and you know, he would be the first one to tell you, you know, he did an outstanding job, but there were a lot of people blocking for him, and starts with the offensive line up front. They did a great job last week against a physical Central Oklahoma football team, but it was also the blocks. You know, we've talked about them a decent amount this year, but it's the blocks that happened on level two and level three with the tight ends and the receivers that were able to spring some of those long runs. And then, of course, Jay's talented enough that when he gets DBs one-on-one, he often wins that matchup. So it was just a fun day, you know. And the thing that was, the kids were so locked in. It was. I walked downstairs in the locker room, and I was like, I don't have to say a thing. You know, we just got to go out and play a football game. And it was from opening kickoff to last whistle. We played well.
And this, again, talk a little bit about the offensive line and how they have developed this year. Again, I know starting off this season, they were kind of moving some personnel around a little bit on that offensive line, but it seems like they have really gelled here in the last couple of weeks.
They really have. They're starting to play better together. I think in both lines of scrimmages, it's almost like an offense within an offense, and defensively I kind of feel the same way. It's, you know, everything happens so fast. There's a split second to react to something, and, you know, so communication and understanding and being decisive is important. And, you know, you can start to tell that these guys have played a while together, and hopefully we can continue that.
And on the defensive side, you talked about that a little bit there with the defensive line, but they've really made some strong strides too.
Yeah, they've really gotten better as over the course of the season. You know, I knew coming into it, you know, having Jake back as the lone starter, but Kobe played a lot of snaps for us. They've really kind of led the way for us. And, you know, different bodies are getting better as we go through the process. And, you know, we've been rotating more guys than what we have the last couple of years. And so we're playing with seven or eight guys every week. And, you know, it just makes you more multiple and more fresh.
What are some of the things you want to see the team build on from the past win against Central Oklahoma? Again, we talked about making some steps from UCM to Central Oklahoma. What are some things this week you've been working on to kind of build off this past game?
Excuse me. You know, I think the first thing is, you know, just trying to elevate our play each and every week. You know, that's something that's been, you know, and these guys are all upperclassmen. It's, you know, you start where you start, and it's trying to get better each and every week. And now that we have the pieces back, it's where can we go with this thing? And we're going to get tested. Missouri Western's a very good football team. You know, they're 5-1 for a reason. You know, it's at their place. You know, it's challenging our kids to go out on the road and play well, you know, in a rivalry game. And so it's just, it's really less about Western and more about us just getting better. You know, I talked to you about the second half of Central Missouri. We kicked it off into Central Oklahoma. Now where can we go from here? You know, we're just trying to take everything one week at a time and see where our season finishes.
Again, we are broadcasting live from A&G Restaurant. Today's broadcast is underwritten by A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For more information, it's agrestaurant.com. We'll be back, and we'll talk with Andrew Dumas along with Isaac Volstad and Bryce Crone. That's all coming up right after this timeout from A&G.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sure Ag LLC with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Plattsburgh, and Osborne. Paxton, Randy, Rich, and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More on products and services at sure-ag.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Maryville Shelter Insurance agent Brad Ford, a proud supporter of the Bearcats. Brad provides coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More in office or at 562-2911.
Support for the Bearcats comes from United Country Property Solutions, LLC, welcoming Phil and Amy Schreck to the Maryville team. United Country Property Solutions specializes in selling land and country homes serving Missouri and Kansas. Brokers Bob Carlson and Dan McChristie.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com.
Welcome back to In the Trenches with head coach of the Bearcat football team, Rich Wright. As we mentioned before the break, we have a special group, the linebacking core, in here with Andrew Dumas, Isaac Volstad, and Bryce Crone. And again, Rich, before the break, you talked a little bit about what these guys mean. And you might go in a little bit more detail about the presence that they've had on the field this year and what they've meant to your defense.
All right. Well, I guess I'm gonna start it off with Isaac. You know, Isaac at the end of last year, had a decision to make. You know, he did have a year of eligibility. He was pretty much done with school. You know, could have gone and gotten into life. And, you know, he had to ponder it a while. But I was just so happy that he came back. He's a natural leader. He's a kid that, and I call him a kid, but everybody's a kid to me out there. But, you know, he's just one of those people that you want around you. And he's meant so much to our football program. Not just on the field, but off of it. He personifies, you know, everything that's right about Bearcat football, and it's sometimes a little bit difficult to believe that, you know, I recruited his brother and him, and I've watched them both go through school, and you know, just how much they've grown as men and as people, and I can't wait to see what he does with the rest of his life, because he's going to be a smashing success in whatever he does. Andrew's the doctor in the house. Andrew's Mr. 4.0. Andrew is probably going to run his corner of the world. You know, it's been fun to watch him go from being a starter last year to a guy that has really evolved his game, a guy that is kind of the guy now and not just a cog in the machine. Obviously, he has a lot of respect from within the team because, you know, he was voted a captain this year. Has done a lot in the offseason, challenges people, which is something that we need, you know, within our team structure. And, you know, it's just been real fun to coach. He's a great kid. Bryce is the clown of the group. Bryce would probably admit that. Bryce has never had a calm day in his life. But he's, you know, I've been proud of him too. You know, just the difference between him from a year ago and where he's taken his game has been outstanding. You know, going into the spring, I look back at how he played in the spring and how much he's matured and grown as a player. You know, it's unbelievable. And I say clown, and I mean that in the nicest way possible, because he's always into the energy bus, and he's always, you know, pushing the envelope, and he's always a guy that's in it with his teammates. And, you know, he'll do whatever you ask him to do. I mean, a year ago, primarily a special teams player, but took pride in that. Now a starter takes pride in that. All three of these guys do a wonderful job of growing our younger guys. I think that's a big part of why Carter played the way he did last week. And they'll do anything that you ask. They've been the glue this year, and I can't say enough good things about them.
You know, you talk about Bryce. One of the things that kind of makes me feel old here just a little bit is I remember Bryce's dad, Jason, as a running back under in the Wishbone back when Bud Elliott was head coach here. I was doing the games even back then. So.
Uh-oh, that might make you a little old.
I think so.
You know, I feel old sometimes, too, because I'm to the point in my career where I'm coaching kids whose dads I coach, so I'm right there with you.
And Bryce, talk about coming into, I think we talked on the coach's show a few weeks ago about this a little bit too, but making the decision to transfer from Missouri Western to Northwest Missouri State, and of course with your dad being a Bearcat, what played in the roles as far as deciding to come here and be a Bearcat?
Yeah, you know, it wasn't a very hard decision, kind of being there after a semester and seeing what I really wanted out of my career. And, you know, there was the old coaching staff, so I'm not speaking much for the new one. But I knew I wanted to be pushed a little bit harder and be in a winning culture and a winning program. And I knew the only place was to go up north. So it was pretty easy for me.
And I can tell you a little bit about the background of this whole story. So Bryce was a kid we really wanted. Coming out of high school. It just so happened that was the year where we started to recruit a little sooner than what we normally did. And unfortunately, you know, he really didn't have a chance to say yes or no. We had three linebackers commit right away, and we were out of money. And so I was tickled to death when Bryce got reached out to us and said he wanted to transfer back home to Northwest Missouri State. So we're very appreciative of that.
I imagine it makes your dad pretty happy, too, to see you born the Bearcat green.
Oh, yeah. He was super excited that he could throw away that yellow and bring back those old trash bags of green. So,
Andrew, what is it about Central Oklahoma that kind of brings out the best in you? I thought last year you kind of had your coming out party down in Edmond with the game you played down there, and then another strong game this past week. Obviously, you've had a great season up to this point, too, but I thought you just played phenomenally this past weekend.
To be honest with you, I can't really explain what it is about them that brings it out of me, but I mean, I just know looking back on last year, feeling like that first loss of the season really got me going for this game this year, is just to be able to go out there and perform and get payback, go out there and get a win for the team and everything, just playing for my brothers out there. That was the main thing that propelled me to play good for this game.
And Isaac, I've talked to you about this before we went on the air here, but I have to give you credit for wearing the Viking jersey here despite the loss the Chiefs handed the Vikings this past week.
Yeah, it's like I told you. I mean, I'm going to wear this whether we're 13-4 like we were last year, 1-4 now. I keep telling people last year we're probably one of the worst, best teams in the NFL, and this year we're probably the best 1-4 team the NFL's ever seen, so I'll hang my head on that.
Well, sure not the New York Giants, which I'm a fan of.
Yeah, they've had a little bit of a rough time.
A little bit would be an understatement.
No doubt about that. And Isaac, again, you're kind of like Jason from the standpoint of a little bit of a background with the Bearcats growing up a little bit, seeing your brother play at Northwest and then coming here. What were the main reasons that you decided to come and follow Jake's footsteps?
Yeah, I mean, obviously seeing Jake's career, you're probably never going to see another kid come in and go 60-2, whatever it was, win more national championships than you lost games. But coming here every Saturday, going on the road, just seeing the way that Northwest went about things was second to none. I went on another game day visits other places, and you just never got that same feel with the connection of the team. You'd stand on the sideline and teams would be cheering for each other, but you never got that sense of family that I got when I was here. So whenever I came to Northwest, it was always like a second home. Obviously, I've been coming to games since 2012 or 13, whatever it's been. So when I was in that recruiting process, it really wasn't a hard decision for me.
And Andrew, coming to Northwest from Olathe, Kansas, what drew you to this Bearcat program?
I would say it was more of my high school experience that got me here. My senior year in high school, I only won one game. And coming here and seeing the history and the way they did things and the atmosphere and everybody was locked in and focused on a goal, that was the main thing that I saw in this place that I had never seen before. And that was the main thing that got me here. If I had to pick out one thing, it was the contrast from everything I've seen before up until now.
Coach talked about this just a moment ago, too, but you guys coming in, veterans of this team right now, and trying to be leaders on that defensive side of the ball. What's been the main things you wanted to bring out to the younger players this year? I guess, Minder, start with you here.
I mean, for me, it was the details, and this is something that I want to embark on myself, and through myself I want to teach other people how to do it. And I mean, that was a main thing that I wanted to focus on, at least for now, as a leader.
And Isaac?
Yeah, I mean, similar to Andrew, focusing on the details and doing everything to your best ability. You're not ever going to do anything in life, whether it be football, school, or work, doing anything 50% and expecting good results. So just, I'm trying to instill that work ethic in the young guys, trying to put everything they have into it, because you're going to get more out of it than you're putting into it.
And Bryce, watching you grow has been a lot of fun out there too, and the heck of a game you had this past week against Central Oklahoma, coming in as a starter this year. What are the things you're been looking at, and also some of the things that you're partnering some of the guys that are behind you?
Yeah, one of the main things, just kind of piggybacking off those guys, we've just been harping details and just going out there playing to win, not going out there to be afraid, but going out there wanting to win, doing everything you can to win, special teams, offense, defense, you know, even cheering on the sideline. There's all a part in playing to win. So,
and Isaac, I imagine too, it's kind of hard for this past weekend having to set out and watch the team play from the sidelines, but you had to feel good about seeing some of the guys that came in had a chance to get more snaps because you're out, and just seeing the job that they did out there too, it had to make you feel pretty good.
Absolutely. It's a unique perspective being on the field for so long and having to kind of sideline yourself being injured for a week, but it was a lot of fun watching Carter Olson and Carter Edwards go out and fly around. They'd come out to the sideline and ask questions, but for the most part, I didn't see much drop off from me to them, so I had a lot of fun.
You know, one thing that Isaac got a front stage view of this week was what it's like to be in our perspective, you know, and it was funny for me because he was on the headsets and, you know, I'm watching his reactions, and at one point I think Chad said to him, "See, this isn't so easy, is it?" Watching guys mess things up or do this wrong or do that wrong, and you could tell the minute it would happen he was so animated and stuff, and there were three or four times I just looked at him and smiled. So
is there something, I know you don't want to be in a situation where you have to sit out a game like that, is there something about you could take from last week that maybe once you get the Pats back out there coming up the rest of the season that can help you a little bit?
Yeah, obviously don't take anything for granted. Obviously, I don't know how many of these things I have left. I've got 5 promised, and it's in the hands of somebody else from there, but I'm only guaranteed so many of these things. So just go out there and play to win. I'm not going to take any more snaps for granted, and just go out there and play my best game and leave everything on the field.
You know, now that we're done with, you know, the football talk, you have to ask them about the real conversation. So these guys in the defensive line have a long-standing battle on Thursdays, because Thursdays is kind of a walkthrough day, and then we do a tempo Friday. And what these guys have adopted since we've done it in the indoor facility the last few years is they play, we call it Slide Thursday. Well, they play baseball with a flip-flop in their hand, and that's how they hit the ball. And it sounds like the defensive line has been, you know, usually it's the linebackers that win year in and year out, and sounds like the linebackers, you know, finally prevailed for the, is that the first time this year that you've won a slide
second,
baseball game?
I think.
Second?
We've been a bit on the struggle bus.
It's pretty intense.
Yeah.
It's pretty
intense. We had to send a motivational video today.
We got our swagger back today. I think we 9-0'd him today.
We never lose. We just run out of time.
Yeah, there you go. It's just how you look at things, right?
Yeah, so the game ends at 3:30 no matter what. So,
see, I think the key is just start quicker. Isn't
yeah,
that right?
Yep, that's what it was. We started off fast today. 8 runs off the bat.
The defense never batted, so.
That's something like that that I would think, too, is probably fun to do during the season, just kind of take a little bit of the pressure off as you get ready for each game, where you guys can kind of relax just a little bit and have a little bit of fun together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes you appreciate the little things that aren't always football-related. You just get to be out there and be dumb with your teammates. So that's one of the things that I'll cherish the most leaving this place.
I don't know, Rich, we've talked about this in past years too, but along those same similar lines, just the road trips and things that the players go through where they have that bonding opportunity on the road, that you guys really kind of relish the time together you spend on trips like that.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to pivot that. I'm going to let you guys elaborate on that. You know, I've talked on that many times. What has it meant to you?
Oh, it means a lot to us. I mean, there's been so many memories, good and bad, on the road of people coming in your room and messing with you when you're supposed to be doing homework, or you going to somebody else's room and doing the same thing. It's just a whole lot of laughs and a really good time because you always fed well. I mean, it would travel good. We got nice hotels that we stay in. So, I mean, it's always a win. I love away games more than home.
It's just that time spent together. And when I talk to former players about their time at Northwest, you think, well, this certain game stands out or this, but what really seems to stand out is just the memories away from the game that you guys have and make, that and just the bond that you have as teammates is something that really stands out through the years.
Yeah, it's awesome just because you're isolated from everyone else and it's just you and your teammates, so you really don't have an option but to go have fun with your brothers. It's one of those things that you don't realize how fun it is while you're there, but when you get home on Saturday night, Sunday morning, you realize how special it really is that we get to go and do that.
What are some of the things besides what we've talked about here you guys like to do when you get away from football?
This summer, I want to say probably 50-60% of the team got big into golf.
Yeah.
So at the end of the summer, I think we got 20-25 guys on the team. We went out to Mozingo and had a big golf tournament. It was just the football team. So that has been a lot of fun with just the team. Kind of, you text anybody on the team and just, hey, you want to go golf? I got a 1 o'clock tee time, and more than likely you got 3-4 guys coming along with you.
So who's the best golfer among you?
Definitely not me.
Me or Ike, I don't know. I'm going to say me, though, personally.
I can't let Bryce have that one.
Oh, guys, as far as the academics, just kind of go through it and talk to you about some of the studies. And again, first start with Andrew here. And again, what are some things you're looking for after graduation?
So right now, after graduation, I'm looking to get into med school. I mean, I still have to go through the whole application process and get that figured out. But, I mean, those are going to be my plans for the next 4 years. And then residency, and hopefully I'll have a job. But
so when you talk about med school, or what, any emphasis right now, or do you like to be another Dr. Harp that has an opportunity to be around athletics a little bit?
I'm thinking more anesthesiology type deal. So it's just going to be me putting people to sleep and then watching over them while they get cut open.
So you kind of want to put them to sleep on the football field with some hard hits, yeah, and then take, yeah, care of them later, yeah, right?
Just a little bit nicer this time. That's about it.
All right. Bryce, what things look like for you?
Yeah, I'm about to graduate and finish with a recreation degree, kind of follow behind my dad, and then look into some sort of master's program. So haven't figured that out, but we'll get there.
All right, Isaac.
Yeah, it's a lot closer than I wanted it to be, but I've reached out to a few guys, and Coach Rice got me in touch with his brother-in-law, and I'm hoping to get into medical device sales here at the end of the season.
Well, you know, that's an area that we've seen a lot of former Bearcats have had a lot of success with.
And the same company, too. So yeah. He's interviewing with Stryker, and, you know, it's you know, he'd be a perfect fit for that. They look for athletes. They look for people that have high internal drive and as I said before, he's going to be a success in whatever he chooses to do.
Well, I think that probably says a lot just for the Bearcat program, too, and the type of student athletes that you're graduating, where you get into a company like that, that they know the type of people that are coming out of there and feel like it's good to continue hiring Bearcats. Sir.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, we've had a great relationship with Stryker. We have a lot of former players that have worked for the company and had good experiences. You know, I have several connections within the company, and they always reach out, hey, if you've got a guy, let us know. They have a pretty stringent weeding out process, I guess I'd say. You have to take an assessment test that's just based on your personality. And, you know, they spend a lot of time out on the road recruiting people, and I'm batting a pretty good percentage of guys that, you know, if they ask me, will they fit us, and I say yes, they usually fly through, so...
got Missouri Western coming up this weekend for you guys. Just talk about the rivalry and being on the field against a team that you've had some quite a bit of success with through the years. But the fun of seeing the crowd and how they get into it and everything. It's something that makes this game special for you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. Playing at Mo West is always a super fun time. You don't so much view it as a rivalry just because you can't view games in that way, because then you get caught up in all the noise on the outside stuff. So just kind of focusing on going 1-0 every week is the main goal, and the rest will take care of itself. I don't focus too much on the rivalry aspect of it.
I think one of the best parts about the game is how close it is to home and how much we travel. So anytime we go over there, the visiting sideline might have more than the home sideline. I mean, that's the best part about being on the Bearcats side.
Yeah, last time I was there, I was in the stands cheering in 21, had my own little dog pound section. So hopefully they bring it out for us this time.
So looking forward to getting out there and being able to play a little bit at Scrass Stadium. Then.
Oh, yeah, it'll be exciting. Back on the other sideline this time. So
there you go. I think you look a lot better in Bearcat Green, by the way.
Thank you. I like it a lot better.
All right, again, we are broadcasting live from A&G Restaurant. A reminder that today's broadcast is underwritten by A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, it's agrestaurant.com. Back with more right after this.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Sure Ag LLC, with locations in Forest City, Savannah, Plattsburgh, and Osborne. Paxton, Randy, Rich, and the Sure Ag team provide the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More on products and services at sure-ag.com.
Today's broadcast is being underwritten by Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville, providing a wide selection of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs to customers across the Midwest, along with a service department and vehicle detailing on site. More information at tristatefordmaryville.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell on South Main in Maryville with over 30 years of service. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell offers a wide selection of features, including unlimited plans. For more details on plans and devices, nwmcell.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from United Country Property Solutions, LLC, welcoming Phil and Amy Schreck to the Maryville team. United Country Property Solutions specializes in selling land and country homes serving Missouri and Kansas. Brokers Bob Carlson and Dan McChristie.
Today's broadcast is underwritten by A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com.
And welcome back to In the Trenches with the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Rich Wright, as we wrap things up on the show here this evening, broadcasting on the patio here at A&G Restaurant. And, Coach, hopefully we'll have an opportunity to be out here for a couple more weeks, but you never know as we get closer toward as fall goes into deeper into fall here. But so far we've had a nice time out here on the patio.
It's been great. Looks like the weather's going to change tonight. It's going to be a balmy 55 in St. Joe. Looks like the wind's going to blow about 20, 25 miles an hour, and it's always slightly breezy up there on the hill. So it should be a great day for football.
Yeah, they talk about the wind on the Northwest campus, but I think Missouri Western campus gets their share of that, too, don't they?
Yes, they do, no doubt about it. So, it's just playing in the elements. It's what we do every day.
Look at our Missouri Western team coming in on the offensive side, putting some points up on the board, and it looks like from a rushing standpoint, they've got three pretty good running backs that you have to look at this week.
Yeah, they do. 22, 11, and 6 are all good football players. 22 is a little, all of them bring a little bit something different, but all three are quality backs. They've got a big offensive line, transfer quarterback who's done a great job, and a host of receivers. So we better be dialed in.
One of the things that stands out looking at what they're doing on the defensive side, they've been forcing a lot of turnovers.
Yeah, no doubt about it. They've not only forced turnovers defensively, they've also created them on special teams. But yes, they've got a good front. They've done a great job getting pressure. They show you a lot of different looks. you know, their back end is they cover a little bit more man-to-man. That's where they've kind of had some transfers. But the nucleus of the defense in the front seven is a lot of returners. And so I've been impressed watching them on tape this week. Coach Fenwick and his staff have done a great job on both sides of the ball, and it's why they're 5-1.
And the biggest key for Northwest coming in, just to continue the progress you made here in the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, it's you know, these guys have already alluded to it. It's handling the details. It's doing little things right. It's winning your 1-11th. It's focusing on the task at hand. If you make a mistake, you got to flush it, and you have to move on to the next play. And, you know, everybody talks about it being cliche, but, you know, you get into football games like this, and turnovers are going to be huge. You know, any big plays that happen on special teams, turnovers, you know, you've got to be able to win that battle. And, you know, over the years, I've coached in a lot of these games, and, you know, it's always going to be a fist fight. You know, it's going to be intense. We're going to get after it. Both sides, and you know, so you've got to make plays when they count.
All right, sounds good. We'll have the broadcast on KXEV, KRNW, beginning at 12 noon with Bearcat Game Day before the 1 o'clock kickoff from Spratt Stadium in St. Joseph. Thanks, everyone, here on the show with Andrew Dumas, along with Isaac Volstad and Bryce Krohn. For head coach Rich Wright, I'm John Coffey, and so long from A&G.